Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And let's go straight to CBS's Michael Wallace. The breaking news of the morning revealed by President Trump just inside of this hour. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yeah, he dropped a bombshell on Fox News just a few minutes ago that the gunman who killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk has been caught.
Michael, as I was listening to some of the president's comments about this, kind of unusual how he was found and turned in.
Yeah, it's still a little unclear. The president was not exactly 100% clear on how this happened, but the president said that apparently somebody who knew the assassin recognized the president's exact words were, that's him, and convinced the gunman to turn himself in. Now, he mentioned something about a father, but then also a minister. So it's not quite clear if the person who helped turn the gunman in is a father and minister, or just a father, and then they transferred him to a minister. It's a little unclear. We'll hope to learn more in an FBI news conference that was supposed to be underway now, but they've postponed it by about a half hour. So we'll get some more details. But in any event, the president says, in his words, with a high degree of certainty, that Kirk's assassin is in custody.
There's been a lot of talk about beefing up security, but talking to former Secret Service agents and other security officials, in Charlie Kirk's case, he was not an elected official.
Not an elected official. He had his own security detail. I don't know how professional they were. I think it was a group of like six guys. Utah Valley University, their police force was providing security as well. But here's a gunman who was on a rooftop 200 feet away and was obviously a pretty good shot. How you defend against something like that without some sort of really professional Secret Service detail that can go around and cover rooftops and stuff. I mean, that would be extremely hard to do.
All right, Michael, appreciate checking in. Thank you.
Okay, Larry.
CBS's Michael Wallace in New York.
Pretty busy guy this morning at the CBS newsroom.
Yeah, as you can imagine, as soon as the president released the news, and again, that happened in the last hour, and we're awaiting a FBI press conference.
Yeah, I'm monitoring that right now, the room where it's going to be held. A spokesperson came up a few minutes ago and said, for those of you who haven't been told, we're going to get started around half past the hour, so we're thinking 9:30 or a little bit after that.
So we'll continue to bring you the latest, but it seems like they feel confident they have their man. What I'm really impressed with is, and you don't think about this, the video that they showed of him was pretty clear. So if somebody knew him, and obviously in this case somebody did, it would be easy to spot them. So this wasn't a necessary professional, because you would think they would have gone to great extremes not to be on camera.
Yeah, the video I've seen is inconclusive and kind of at a distance, but the up-close shots in that stairwell, for example, there were several angles. It would be hard know who this person is. And if they had that particular shirt on in the past, if it was part of their wardrobe, for example, who knows? But apparently, from what the president said, this person was turned in by or was confronted by someone close to him, in his words.
And just coincidentally yesterday, as you know, also know, while this was all happening, and obviously is breaking news, opening statements in the trial of another man, as you remember, last September, who was accused of setting himself to try to assassinate President Trump outside a golf course.
And I'm understanding that it was an unusual start to this proceeding.
Yeah, he's representing himself. His name is Ryan Ruth. This happened at one of the president's golf courses he owns near West Palm Beach, Florida. He was there with a rifle in the bushes on the perimeter. He did not fire a shot, but he was captured, and he pleaded not guilty to five federal charges, including attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. If convicted, he would face maximum life sentence. CBS News legal reporter Katrina Kaufman was inside the courtroom.
At one point, he almost began crying while talking about a tractor. He was very poetically talking about a lot of different objects. But it was when he said, "So no, this case means absolutely nothing," that the prosecution objected, and she finally just ended his opening statement. Partway through, she had stopped him, tried to put him back on track, and told him he couldn't make a mockery of this courthouse.
So apparently, in some of these cases, when somebody represents themselves, they obviously don't know the protocols and started talking nonsense and so was warned, we're not going to let this go on.
You know, in our profession in news, when someone is representing themselves, we almost always expect there to be some kind of courtroom disorder, I guess would be the way to put it.
So we'll continue to bring you the latest. We are anticipating an FBI press conference coming up at the bottom of this. Let the tailgates begin. A lot of football this weekend. I mentioned McKeesport and Bell Vernon. We've got that game. Backyard Brawl 3:30 tomorrow in Morgantown. Steelers, Seahawks, 1 o'clock at Acrisure.
And I think everybody, Larry, is ready for a break to enjoy a good weekend, whether you're a football fan right, or you have something else in mind. We're all wore out.
Amen. And that said, I'm looking at Pat Septek, our news editor and famous, I almost said harmonica player because Marty's got that in my mind, but with Pat's.
You know, there are times when I'm sure Pat wishes it was a harmonica because he's got to haul that thing around. That accordion is heavy.
Yeah, it's accordion. And Aaron, can you bring up Pat's mic in the newsroom, please? I just want to ask.
Oh, I can. I've got it right here.
Okay. Patrick,
yes.
It's Oktoberfest. For those that don't know, September is when Oktoberfest takes place. You are going to be busy. Your videos will go viral around the world in his new Lederhosen. Where are you going to be performing?
Tomorrow, there's two Oktoberfests I'm playing for tomorrow. One of them is in, you said you were just there, Vandergrift?
Vandergrift, yeah.
Yeah,
at the old Casino Theater, 125 years old.
Yeah, the Illusion Brewing Company is putting on an Oktoberfest there. So.
The Illusion comes after you've had a few.
That's right. And then I'll be playing at St. Albert the Great Hall for the Knights of Columbus.
Wow,
for their Oktoberfest. And then on Sunday, I'll be in Ford City for the Great American Ethnic Fest.
There he is.
And that's just one weekend, Larry.
That's just one weekend.
Well, it's Oktoberfest. This is prime time, let's be honest.
I guess it's going to get busier, right, Pat?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yes. Yep. Wear something under those Lederhosen.
Yeah, we don't want chafing.
Even though it's hot. Yes. Millbell Days happening this weekend, too. And in Morningside, joining us, Beth Clausen, who is a superstar talent and teacher, voice coach, and been a performer. She is a Morningside resident and has these famous porch concerts, but today is even one step further for this evening. It's a street concert. Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Happy it's Friday, Beth. I can tell you that.
I bet.
And you can see Beth on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So how long have you been conducting these famous porch concerts?
Well, they are famous indeed, I have to say. And I want to thank you for having me on today so I could talk about this. I started doing porch concerts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At the beginning of the pandemic, when a number of my students didn't have opportunities to perform, I decided to open up my front porch and give them a space to perform. And we've been doing porch concerts since June of 2020. And I'm wrapping up my fifth year.
And tonight is atypical because you move off the porch into the streets.
And that's right. We do a street celebration. Morningside Area Community Council sponsors this event. They help me get a permit and we secure a food truck. And we close off the street, and it's just such a wonderful celebration for our community and a great gift to be able to bring music, live music, to people that may not have the opportunity to go and see live music.
I think it's a great thing. More neighborhoods in Pittsburgh should do this, but you have the advantage of knowing a lot of the talent, so who's performing tonight?
We have a great lineup tonight. We have John Vento, who is a superstar all around. He's involved with Band Together Pittsburgh and the Remember Me Rose Garden. So he's headlining with Bob Zigarelli and Kevin McCarthy. We also have Natalie Barrick Rogers, who sings with Good Karma, and Pam, Holly, Susan Spangler, who sing with lots and lots of different groups. Erica, June, I'm sorry, I think it's Erica Christina June Lang. I love it. She is performing with Mike Dugan. So we have just a great, great group of performers tonight.
And the best part is it's free.
It's free. It's totally free.
All right. For those not familiar with Morningside, how do they find you? Give us a cheat code.
Ooh, that's a good Morningside is close to the Pittsburgh Zoo. So if you put in your GPS the corner of Hampton and Jancy Street in Morningside, you should be able to find me.
Well, have fun tonight. I always appreciate your expertise. And for those, Aaron, Beth is the one, the vocal coach, coached for our variety shows, which you've yet to experience. It's coming, Aaron.
It's coming, yes.
She's a dancer, by the way, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron, I love it. I love it. What kind of dance?
Contemporary, mainly. Jazz, but mainly contemporary.
She's the one that taught Marty Griffin how to do Irish high-stepping dancing.
I love it. All right, Larry, you going to show everybody how talented you are in your singing abilities this morning?
Maybe in March, right? We usually raise money for the food bank, so we'll try that. Well, Beth,
okay.
Break a leg tonight in
Thank
the streets
you.
Of Morningside, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Beth Clausen, Free Street Concert. And they have, Aaron, they do a fantastic job. It's a blast. And I've been doing this with them. I'm not performing tonight. That's the good news for you.
I was
going
to say.
If you are going. And a lot of stuff going on. And we talked to, by the way, if you have our free Odyssey app or online, you can pick and choose. I would suggest you listen to Roberto Clemente Jr. We had on at 7 o'clock. Talk about this big weekend with the new documentary debuting today and through the weekend. Roberto Clemente Days on Monday. Coming up, we're anticipating an FBI press conference. The suspect in the Charlie Kirk case apparently is in custody. Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, what a difference a week makes, Joe. A week ago, we were talking about the streaking Pirates who were just absolutely sensational, and then I don't think they've won a game since. It's been a tough road this past week. What has been the issue?
The offense. we were hoping that they had moved on from the early season woes, but in this six-game losing streak, they haven't scored more than two runs in any of those games. And Donnie Kelly was pointing to base running, situational hitting. The situational hitting has not been there for the Pirates for most of this year, aside from just a couple of the veteran hitters. But that's been something that's reared back its ugly head here late in the season, and probably just a reminder that the Pirates do need to augment the offense over the winter.
Well, let's talk about the positive side of the end of this weekend, and that is this special documentary that's being released actually in some theaters tonight about Roberto Clemente. We talked to Roberto Jr. earlier this morning, and there are a significant number of ceremonial things going on through the weekend, but then Roberto Clemente Day on Monday in Major League Baseball against the Cubs.
Yeah, it's always very special throughout baseball where Roberto Clemente is honored, and I'm so glad that Major League Baseball has done that for not just in Pittsburgh, but throughout baseball. And Monday is going to be especially wonderful because of the Clemente family is part of it. It's a day of service, of course, embodying the spirit of Roberto Clemente. And, you know, the other part about it is, and I think Roberto Jr. probably mentioned it too, is that he'll be on the broadcast crew. We'll finally have a Spanish language broadcast of a Pirate game with Carlos Baerga and other special guests. We'll zoom in on the alt telecast on Monday as well, that Roberto Jr. and his great experience as a major league broadcaster. And of course, his perspectives with his dad will be shared with all the Spanish speaking Pirates fans. And so that'll be wonderful, especially throughout Puerto Rico, but all throughout Pittsburgh and throughout our country and the world. Anyone of Spanish speaking can listen to the ball game and hear from our players too in their own native language. I think that's going to be nice for the perspective of what Roberto did for, you know, the game of baseball and for our world too in the 50s and 60s, breaking through the language barrier that existed at that time.
And I think Roberto and his brothers are very excited about sharing many aspects of his life that maybe a lot of people don't know or kind of take for granted. Of course, most Pirate fans heard of the legacy and the baseball accomplishments, but there are so many other aspects that he's excited to share in this new documentary, which, by the way, will also be tomorrow a special fundraiser at the Byam Theater. Then they're going to show it at PNC Park, 7 o'clock on Sunday night on the big screen.
And that's going to be wonderful. And the Pirates are going to be able, because of an early game, here in Washington on Sunday, they should be back by that time. So I think some of the Pirates will be able to attend that too. So I think that's an even more special lead-in to Clemente Day on Monday. So wonderful to have all the events surrounding it. And just, again, you think about what Roberto Clemente meant, you know, and it's going to be a wonderful time to be shared by all. That's going to be terrific. Thanks for sharing that too, Larry, with everybody else.
Yeah, I think it's a really monumental moment for the family, and I still told Roberto that someday I'd love to see a movie, you know, like 42. How about 21?
Yeah, you know, think about, you know, as I was kind of alluding to, you know, when he first broke in to the major leagues, there weren't that many Spanish-speaking players, and certainly very few of prominence, and so you think about how he, you know, there were some struggles there too, of course. And when he spoke after the 71 World Series on national television in Spanish, speaking to his parents with Bob Prince on the mic, you think about what that meant for the players and people of Latin American culture and origin, and people that speak Spanish just could understand what he was saying and know that their language was being represented, because there are so many players that, of course, their first language is Spanish, that play the game of baseball. So I think that's wonderful, too. That's one part of this that I think is going to be added on Monday that we haven't had before, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, tonight I have the honor to emcee the Ambassador Foundation Gala and Dinner for the Roberto Clemente Foundation. They've carried on their father and mother's charitable work, so that'll be a special night to kick off a very exciting weekend for Pirates fans, and in particular, fans of Roberto Clemente. Joe, have a good weekend in our nation's capital, and we'll catch you back in the Berg.
That sounds great, Larry. Thanks again.
Joe Block on the Big K Morning Show. We're standing by waiting for an FBI press conference to begin in the next few minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.